This exercise is about taking a curious approach to our minds and learning more about what they do. We're particularly interested in learning about where our minds tend to wander in terms of points in time, and how much of the time our minds take us to places, thoughts and events about things that aren't actually happening right now. To do this exercise, all you will need is either a pen and paper or your hand with your index finger extended. The pen or your hand will help you to track and become aware of where your mind wanders in time. This will become clear when we start the exercise, where I will prompt you to move your hand or the pen to the right if you notice your mind wandering into the future. For example, if you're noticing thoughts about when the exercise will end or what you're going to do later, or even imagining events further into the future. The further into the future your mind wanders, the further right you move your hand or the extended index finger of your hand. Equally, if you spot your mind moving to the past, perhaps reflecting on why you chose to do this exercise today, churning over events from recent days, months, or even years ago, gently move your hand, pen or pencil to the left. Again, the further into the past your mind wanders, the further to the left you moved your pen or hand. It's almost as if your finger or the pen is the mileometer on a car speed dial. Of course, if you become aware of a moment simply being in the here and now, move your pen or your finger into the middle. If you're confused about this, take a look on the web link next to the audio file for an example of what this might look like. Okay, so to begin this exercise, it's worth mentioning that you can do it at any time, although you might want to find a quiet space to practice. Just as you did on program, begin by settling yourself into a chair or wherever you choose to do this exercise. Get into a posture that's going to allow you to just settle and be more aware of your experiences rather than one that might encourage you to just nod off to sleep and lose awareness. If you're choosing to use a piece of paper and a pen to track where your mind wanders, just get this set up in front of you on your lap or on a table. And if you're choosing to use your hand, then gently rest your hand somewhere on your lap or the arm of a chair with the finger extended. You might find it helps you to begin the exercise by closing your eyes. You don't need to be able to see the paper or your finger to do this exercise. It's not an exercise in neatness or getting it right. However, if you don't feel able to close your eyes, then maybe just let your gaze soften on a spot in front of you somewhere. And as you settle into the chair and soften or close your eyes, just begin by bringing your attention and awareness to the sensation and movement of your breathing. Noticing the air moving in and out of your body and the sensations that this brings with it. as you've done in other exercises. Notice the sensation of the air, whether it feels warm or cool. Become aware of how your body slowly moves up and down and in and out as the air flows in and out of you. Now, for the first part of this exercise, once your awareness has become settled on your breath, you can then give your mind permission to just wander to wherever it likes. And for these next few moments, just follow where your mind takes you. The only thing to be done is to become more aware of where your mind is going. When you start to notice that your mind has wandered, simply move the pen or your finger to the right if you've wandered into an event that has yet to come or is based in the future. Move your hand to the left if your mind has wandered into the past. And if your mind has wandered back to experiences in the present, in the here and now, just as they are, then move your finger or pen towards the middle. Notice if you spot a pressure to try and make thoughts come or go, to try and stop them or shut them down. The only focus here is to observe your mind wandering freely. You might also want to be a little interested or curious in whether your mind finds this easy or more challenging. Often the mind will flit about in time in response to sounds. It might also try and get away from body sensations or get drawn into the past or the future as it attempts to make sense of our experiences. You might spot how the mind moves about in time in response to the exercise. For example, when I hear a seagull, it may take me back to past moments by the coast. Equally, if I catch my mind saying things like, "This is boring," or "Oh, I'm really enjoying this," or "I'm not doing it right," my mind has wandered slightly into the past as it's looking back over how I'm doing and how I'm finding the exercise. See if you can continue this process on your own for the next couple of minutes, letting your mind wander, noticing where it goes in time, and tracking its journey with your finger or pen. Now, as we end the exercise, in your own time, becoming more aware of the sensations in your body, in the chair, of the sounds you can hear around you, maybe becoming aware of what you will see when you open your eyes in front of you. And you might want to take a moment to stretch, take a breath, or adjust your position. As you open your eyes, take a few moments to pause and reflect. If you chose to use a pen to track your mind, maybe have a look at the piece of paper and see what you noticed and where your mind was wandering. Alternatively, just cast your mind back over the movements of your finger. Did you notice that your mind was often returning to a particular issue or a point in time? Perhaps your mind just wouldn't leave something alone. Maybe a past event, or maybe it was getting busy predicting, planning, or just daydreaming about things that haven't and may never happen, or things that are yet to come. You might want to consider whether wherever your mind wandered is where it would usually wander. Perhaps there were some patterns emerging in the exercise that are similar to moments in day-to-day life. As a starting point, if you choose to, you might want to take this awareness of where your mind is wandering in time into day-to-day activities. Of course, our mind's ability to wander is really important. It helps us to plan and reflect and adjust our actions. However, sometimes you might notice that your experience of a certain moment is becoming dominated by events that aren't actually happening now. It might be interesting to notice how this affects the choices that you make and your experience of that moment. If you choose to, at another point in time, you might want to come back and try the second part of this exercise, which will build on your ability to notice where your mind is wandering. Thank you for taking the time to do this exercise.